Hi, everybody. Thank you all so much. Those of you that are watching me on Facebook, welcome, welcome, welcome. And those of you that are listening to me on my podcast, I want to say thank you so much. Now, quick announcement. I also have a podcast channel, and I am going to, at the end of the broadcast, those of you that are watching me on Facebook, I'm going to also add the links in. So if you're on Spreaker or Anchor, you will be able to also follow me on my podcast. So I want to welcome you to Proverbs 22 and 29 Ministries. And in this ministry, the Lord had me to start this because I really want to help women, especially. I want to help you to excel in the work that God has given you. So Proverbs 22 and 29 is one of my favorite scriptures. And it really means a lot to me because when I think on that scripture, when I meditate on that scripture, it really and truly blesses my heart. Now, I want to go ahead and do a quick teaching really quick on how to know the will of God. How to know the will of God. Now, I'm coming to you from a book that was given to me as a gift. It was a going away gift from one of the sisters that I was friends with that I knew in Florida. And if she's listening and if she's watching, thank you. Thank you for giving me this book. Now, let's talk about how to know the will of God. Now, when I was thinking about that, this chapter really is very important because a lot of times we get discouraged because of things that have happened in our lives, whether it's things we wanted to go a particular way or not. But I'm hoping and I'm praying that after you finish watching this broadcast or listening to me on this podcast, that you will be encouraged in whatever situation that you're finding yourself in right now. So let's go ahead. Let's go into the content. Now, let's look at it this way. Now, this says, the first thing it says is that, what if you could know God's will for your life from the beginning to the end? What if you knew in advance the best school to attend, or the right job to take, or the perfect person to marry? Life would be so much easier. Okay, right? Guess what it says? Not necessarily. In fact, knowing in advance and in every detail what God wants you to do might just scare you to death. So if you knew right now, and say, like a lot of times we're like, Lord, I want to know everything you got for me to do. Lord, I want to see your perfect plan for my life. If God was to show you what he had for you and what you would have to endure to get there, it would scare you to death. Okay, it will scare you. And a lot of times, again, we're like, Lord, I want your will. Show me, show me, show me. You know, and there's nothing wrong with asking God to show you his will. You definitely want to do that. But if God was to show you everything that he has for your life, and if God was to show you everything that you were going to go through in your life, you would run. You would say, God, I don't want this. God, you can keep that. I don't want to do it. Or Lord, if I knew that this was going to happen to me, I would have never done it. And a lot of times, even those of us that are born again, a lot of us feel that just because we're born again, everything is supposed to be hunky-dory all the time. No trials, no tribulations. But I want to give you a newsflash. That is not true. That is not true. Life is not going to always life. I would say life and even life situations and circumstances, things are going to happen because we have an adversary. We have an adversary out there that does not want us to get to where God wants us to go. We have an adversary out there that wants to make sure that we don't get to where God wants us to be. And so because of things like that, and sometimes it can be situations, it can be circumstances, it can be people, it can be whatever. And again, many times, if we knew everything that God had for us, we would run. And so that is why what God wants us to do, he wants us to trust him. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to listen for his voice, follow what he's telling us to do, and just trust him for the process. Trust him in the process. Trust him for, trust him for the end result. Okay? So if we knew in advance every detail of everything that God wants us to do, and if we knew in detail everything that God has in store for us, it would scare us. I can even say in my life right now, if I knew all of the things that God was going to have me to do in my life, or all the things that I would have to endure in my life, I would be like, nah, God, you can keep that. Nah, God, I'll stay in the world. But what God does, God is smart. God is smarter and wiser than we can ever be. So what the Lord, I will tell you this, that's why prophecy can be such a blessing in your life. When you really get a real, true word from the Lord would always tell you a lot of the times, he will always tell you the end result, but he don't tell you the process. He does not tell you that you have to go through betrayal. He doesn't tell you that you will have to end up going through some sicknesses. He won't tell you that you may have to go through losing your car or losing this or losing that. He doesn't tell you the middle part. He tells you the ending. He tells you the ending and he tells you the end result for a reason, so that when you're going through your situation and when you're going through your circumstances, you can hold on in the middle. And so that is why a lot of people, we have to be careful of always wanting prophecy all the time, because with prophecy, there is going to be some warfare. When you get that word from the Lord, yes, you're going to shout and you may even fall out and get slain in the spirit. But when you get up, you're going to have to walk through that process. You're going to have to fight. You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to fast, and you're going to have to stand as you're waiting for that prophecy to manifest. Know this, if it is a true word from the Lord, it is going to happen. It is going to manifest. It's going to come to pass if it is a true word from God. Now, we have to keep this in mind too. When it comes to prophecy, prophecy is mainly 50%. Can I say that? God has, I'll say this, when God gives you a word, right, it's going to be 50%. Yes, what he says is true. Yes, it's going to happen. But the other 50% is going to be if you stay in obedience to him, if you follow him, if you listen to what he is telling you to do, if you be obedient to him, it is going to happen. Just hands down. A lot of people feel that they can live all kind of way and they can do all kind of stuff and God is going to still do it. But if you're living in disobedience and you're not lining up with what he is requiring for you to do, it's not going to come to pass. How many, think about it like this. How many of us have gotten words from the Lord? I mean, real, true words from the Lord, and you're still waiting for them to come to pass. It's not that God missed it, but God is probably waiting for you to inquire of him, to ask him, what do I need to do next in order for this word to come to pass in my life? What do I need to do? Prophecy is mainly 50%. Because if we don't obey and if we don't line up with what he is requiring for us to do, that prophecy is going to continue to dangle out there in the air. Okay, it's going to continue to dangle. It's going to continue to sit out in the realm of the spirit. So once you receive a word from the Lord, you best thing to do is to pray like, Lord, if this word is from you, I receive it. And Lord, and I ask you today to show me what things I need to do to partner up with what you're saying to me about my life. How can I partner up with you, Lord? What do I need to do? Do I need to fast? Do I need to pray? Do I need to decree the word and speak the scriptures? What is it that I need to do to line up so I can receive what you said about me? What the devil does a lot of times, when you get a word from the Lord, you know, once we shout and get up off the floor being slain in the spirit, the enemy will begin to immediately fight you, because he's going to tell you, man, you've been waiting a long time. When is this going to come to pass? Right? The enemy gets us many times because of time. He gets us many times because a lot of times that prophecy doesn't come to pass in our timetable. So therefore we quit in the middle, or therefore we say, well, maybe God didn't mean what he said. No, if it's from God, God meant it. God meant what he said. He meant that you're going to be debt free. He meant that you're going to get everything he said for you to have. But there is a middle part to the prophecy. Again, if we knew, let me go back to what I was saying earlier. If we knew everything that God had for us in advance, it will scare us. But what God wants us to do is to trust him in the process, walk in step with him, so we can get the promises that he has for us. God has a lot of things for us. God has great things for your life. I don't care what you're dealing with right now. I don't care how things look in the natural right now. God is behind the scenes of that storm. God is behind the scene of that circumstance, and he is rooting for you. God is saying, trust me. God is saying, I meant what I said when I spoke it. I did not lie. You know, that's why the word of God is saying, God is not a man that he shall lie. If he spoke it, he's going to do it, and he's going to bring it to pass. But we have to make sure we're partnering with him and that we're standing in faith as that prophecy begins to unfold and begin to manifest. Okay. Now, let's go back to the teaching. Now it says you would know all this great stuff God has in mind for you, and it might seem incredible if we knew in advance. If God showed you everything in advance he had for you, it's amazing, it's wonderful, it's going to blow your mind, and the biggest thing, it's going to make you want to run. If he showed you everything now, or you would know about the tough stuff God would allow you to go through, and it might seem impossible. Now, again, like I was saying earlier, when you get that prophecy, God's going to say, thus saith the Lord, you're going to be a millionaire, or thus saith the Lord, you're going to have this, you're going to have that, I'm going to turn it around, I'm going to bring you out. When God really says that, but God does not tell you about the middle things that you may have to face on the way there. Okay. He's going to tell you that in, because he wants us to remember what he said in the end that was going to happen. See, let me tell you something. When God gave you the prophecy, God knew everything that was going to happen to you. He knew it. He knew everything the devil was going to try, but God didn't say, well, I better not say that, because if I say that, then I know what Satan's going to do. I better not say that. No, God said, I'm going to say it anyway, because I know that this is going to happen. That's going to happen, but I know I'm going to bring them out. I know I'm going to bring them out. That's why God sends you a word. That's why he sends that prophetic word to you, because he wants you to know that no matter where you are right now, this is going to be your end. This is going to be your end. God considered everything you were going to go through. He considered it all. He saw it. And I know, like, for me, sometimes we're like, God, you didn't see this was going to happen, or you didn't think about that. Well, Lord, God's like, I already saw all of that. I knew all of that. I knew you before you went into your mother's womb. I knew you before your mom met your dad. I knew you, and I knew everything you were going to face. And that's the same for you. God knows everything you're facing right now. He knows the storm that you're in right now, but he has already spoken to the end of whatever you're going through. He has already spoken to the end. And I don't care what the devil may try, it has not changed God's mind. But it's contingent upon you partnering up with him. All right, let me go back in the book. Okay, it says, either way, you might forget that God delights in doing the incredible, and you might not remember that God, he has promised to get you through the most impossible situations. God has promised to bring us out, ladies. God has promised you that. And that is why we have to hold on to the word of God no matter what things look like. Because I'm telling you, the first thing that happens in our lives, I know myself included, the last thing we want to do many times is read the word of God. The last thing we want to do when we're going through a situation or a hard place, the last thing we want to do is pray. The last thing we want to do is believe God. That's the last thing we want to do. But that needs to be the first thing. That needs to be the first thing you do. When you're facing that storm, you're facing that sickness, you're facing that opposition, the first thing you need to do is go to God. The first thing you need to do is speak words of faith and not words of doubt. The first thing you need to do is remind God of his promises, okay? Now, let me go back. Okay. He has promised to get you through the impossible, leading you to play it safe the rest of your life. Now, of course, that's not what God wants for you. He doesn't want you to play safe. God does not want us to play safe in our life. God wants more for us than we can ever imagine that we want for ourselves. Can I tell you this? I don't care whatever your highest desire is. God wants more than what you could ever want. You may say, God, I just want to be debt free. God's like, well, how about I give you the block? How about I give you the city? How about, you know, God wants more than whatever you can want for yourself. That's why the word of God says he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. But think about it, is according to the power that is on the inside of us. Now, 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, no eye have seen, no ear has heard, nor mind has imagined what God has prepared for those that love him. You cannot even fathom what God has for you because he loves you. And that is something that we have to keep in mind, that when we go through our storms, that God is still, God loves us, and that no man, no eye have seen it. We cannot even imagine the great things he still has in store for you in spite of what you're dealing with right now. Now, even though you don't know exactly what God has prepared for you, you can be sure that he has your best interest in mind. Meanwhile, you don't have to be completely in the dark when it comes to knowing God's will. And that means you can trust him in the good times and in the bad, when you're rich, when you're poor, when you're healthy, and when you're sick. God doesn't change just because your circumstances do. Okay, God does not change just because your circumstances do. Now, never forget that God knows you better than you know yourself, and he knows what's best for you. God knows your weaknesses, and he knows your strengths. God knows your fears, and he knows your hopes. God will never mislead you or do you harm. Now, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not a disaster, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Now, try to see things from God's perspective. When you insist on seeing God's will from your perspective, then your main concern is doing stuff for God. You get caught up in your own performance, okay? But by contrast, when you see God's will from his perspective, you are more concerned about being. Sure, God wants you to do stuff for him, but he is more interested in the kind of person that you are becoming. God's more interested not in our perfect performance, not in us praying perfectly, reading our Bible perfect, doing everything right perfectly. He is more concerned about the person that you are becoming. So a lot of times we feel like we're terrible Christians because we don't read every day, we don't pray every day as we should. God's more concerned about who you're becoming. God is more concerned about your character. He's more concerned about how you're coming as far as your heart. How are you with treating other people? How are you in your love walk? That is what God is most concerned about. Now, he knows that this is so powerful. God knows that when your being is right, your doing will be right. When your being is right, your doing will be right. That's what God is more concerned about. He's more concerned about your heart being right, because he knows if your heart is right, then you're going to do right. Okay? Now, and you will be doing more things to please him. So this is the closing. Commit yourself to the will of God. This means trusting that God has your best interest in mind at all times. Trusting God for your future, whether that future is tomorrow or 10 years from now, begins with trusting God right now. Once you have committed to doing God's will, regardless of what is and what it costs, God will guide your every step. So closing scripture is Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean, do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will direct your path." My last five points for you is, number one, the best thing about God's will is that it's always best. God's will is always best. Number two, God doesn't love you for what you do. He loves you for who you are. Okay, so it's not about you being perfect. It's about you, who you are. That's what God is after. Number three, with that being said, God loves it when you do what he wants you to do. Number four, finding God's will should be satisfying and not frustrating, okay? And number five, don't wait for God to do something before you trust him. Trust him first and then watch him work. So let's close out in prayer. Father, today in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now for this teaching. Thank you, Lord, that you haven't showed us everything you have for us. Because, Lord, we know we would have ran. But, Lord, we know that your thoughts towards us is good and not of evil. And we thank you, Lord, that according to your word of what you already said, no eyes have seen, no ear have heard, and neither have has entered into our minds the things you have prepared for us. So, Father, I pray for all of us right now that are maybe going through tough situations, tough circumstances, that we will remember that your thoughts towards us is always good and not of evil, according to Jeremiah 29. You always want to give us a good and expected end. So Father, today we trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. Although there's times we don't always understand everything, but Lord, we know that you always have our good in mind. Thank you, Lord, that you saw everything that was going to happen in our life, but you yet still spoke a great end to our life. Thank you, Lord, that no matter what the enemy may be doing to us right now, Lord, you have already given us the victory in Christ Jesus. So, Lord, help us to hold on to your word. Help us not to doubt. Help us not to walk in unbelief. And Lord, we ask you for forgiveness. Anytime we spoke negative about our situation, anytime we spoke negative about our circumstances, Father, forgive us today and help us to pick back up and go on in you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we trust you for our future. We trust you for our future because guess what, Lord? You are the best driver ever because you see the plans of the enemy. And according to your word, Lord, you already said it. No weapon formed, it won't prosper. So Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for everything you have in store for us, the great things you have in mind for us. Thank you for every word you've spoken to us, every prophetic word that you have said to us. Lord, let that word come to pass in our life. Everything that you have said, let it come to pass. And Father, if anybody has given us any prophetic word, Lord, that was not from you, Lord, we reject it in the name of Jesus. And Father, today, in closing, Father, we choose to partner with what you're saying more than what the devil is doing. We partner more with you and less than our circumstances. So Lord, today, we just love you so much. And we thank you that you love us. And we thank you that you're concerned for us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And we call it done by faith. Amen. So ladies, thank you all again so much for watching. I want to say this in my closing. If you know of anyone that could really be blessed by this group, please invite them in. Please feel free to put their name in the comment and I can send them an invite and invite them to the group. Hey, Amika, bless you, sis. I can invite them to the group. And then finally, those of you that have podcast channels, I'm going to post the links to the podcast channels so y'all can also follow me on podcasting. Okay. So I know it's going to bless your life. And podcasting is so convenient because you can listen to me in the car. You know, say there was a particular teaching that really blessed your life. You can go back and listen to it in the car. But I want to encourage you with the scriptures that you heard today, write them down and meditate on them. And remember that whatever it is that you're dealing with right now, God already saw it. God already knew what was going to happen in your life before you ever came into this earth. And what you're facing right now is not new to him. So again, thank you so much for being a part of Proverbs 22:29 Ministries. I really appreciate it. Again, please put in the comment any sister that you know will really be blessed by this podcast. And those of you that are listening to me on my podcast channel, feel free to share this channel. I welcome you to also join me on Facebook. Those that are my podcast listeners, you can join me on Facebook on Proverbs 22:29 Ministries. And also those of you on Facebook, those of you on my podcast channel, you can find out more about me on my website, www.SharonRHarris.org. So thank y'all so much. I see y'all next time. Y'all be blessed. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you all so much for listening. I appreciate you all. Y'all be blessed. Bye-bye. Oh, by the way, you're welcome to join this channel. I apologize for that. I hope you all click follow and join this channel. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You all be blessed. Bye-bye.